It was funny, somebody asked me how I met my husband, and I said he came to a Bible study one night to our church, and I didn't think anything of him at the time when I first met him. But you know, as we got to know each other, we fell in love. And I thought, you know, it's the same thing with Jesus. When we get to know him, we fall in love with him. And that's where that beauty comes in. And that's what makes the difference in our Christian walk. There's a song in our hymn book, I Am His and He Is Mine. And it talks about that relationship. It talks about the beauty of the earth. It talks about the sky being so blue and the hue. But then it talks about how that lover just rests on Jesus' breast and just loves him and realizes that that's what makes the difference. That's what it's all about. And I thought, Lord, I want to love you more like that. I want to just have that lovership, relationship with Jesus Christ, where nothing else matters. He is the most important thing. He is the focus of my life, my attention, and everything I do or say or act or go is because I love him. And he loves me. And I'm so thankful that we can walk together, side by side, and have that wonderful walking relationship of loving each other.
Let's sing that song out of our books, 289. 289, I am his, and he is mine. It then in the morning meeting, I notice it here in this verse. Things that once disturbed my peace, don't do it anymore. And it's because of the great love of God and the presence of the Lord, and that I have made him my refuge and my habitation. And so I can resign doubt and care and self and know that I am his and he is mine. And it doesn't end. Verse 4. His forever, only the Lord.